Hi listeners, good morning or evening or afternoon once again, depending on the time that you'll be listening to this podcast. Today we'll be talking about what it means to be the light as a Christian, what it means to, in quote, invade a space. Our key scripture will be Matthew 5:14-16, and I'll be reading that. So it says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house." 16. "In the same way, let your light shine before others." Let highlight before others. "So that they may see," highlight, "they may see your good works, and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." This scripture is extremely interesting, and especially verse 16 leaves you with a lot of questions in your mind, right? But like I said, let's highlight two key things. Let your light shine before others. The purpose of shining is not for you. It's not for your glory. It's not for your excitement. It's for others to see, right? So the shining is going to happen before others, and they have to see that what you are doing glorifies God, and they should be moved to honor Him. So that's the basis of today's podcast. We'll be sharing you what it means to let your light shine, how to make your light shine, the role of culture in letting your light shine, and then Bible instances where people let their light shine. I won't be here alone, like I mentioned at the beginning. I'll be here with my co-host, Edmond, and we'll be talking about this together. Edmond, what does it mean to let your light shine?
Okay, so to let your light shine is basically talking about who a Christian is. It's in your nature as a child of God to let your light shine. Once the Holy Spirit is living in you, working in you, you look that it's impossible for people not to see the fruit of the Holy Spirit in you. Patience, love, joy, goodness. I think if you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, there's no way you can be actually kind or very good to other people. You might pretend. You're not going to pretend for long, but once you have the Holy Spirit in you, others will see the fruits of the Holy Spirit in you. Mm-hmm. And that's what it means to let your light shine. We'll talk more as we delve deeper.
Okay, awesome. I mean, when you were talking, one of the things I just noted down is to let your light shine is to radiate the glory of God. Okay, right? It's for others to see you and say, "I don't know what exactly she's doing, but I want to know what gives her the confidence. I want to know what makes her stand out. I want to know what makes her different. I want to know why she just got into this place, but everybody knows her name, not for the wrong reasons, but for all the right reasons. Like, I just want to know." I think it's something about who God is and the glory that He just, you know, almost like wears, puts on you as a clothing, right? And it makes other people see you and be like, she has something left. So yeah, that's what it means to let your light shine, to radiate God's glory. So can you share with us some Bible instances you remember off the top of your head where people throughout scripture let their light shine?
Okay. There are many instances or characters in the Bible that we can talk about. We can talk about the three Hebrew guys. Those who were taken into slavery, and their lives and their attitude and everything was different from the rest. That's what made them stand out. And when you talk about our kingdom or being a child of God, there are certain things that we do that differentiate you from the rest. The Bible talks in Matthew chapter 5, where it talks about everything to take your coat. Should give it to the person. Normally, it doesn't really make sense that if somebody gives you a coat, you should give it to the person. But what the person now understand why you're doing that.
Yeah.
They see that as a you know, somebody, by Jesus was talking about somebody's life, turn the other cheek. It doesn't really make sense. And that's what differentiates us from the rest. So these three Hebrew guys were totally different from the rest.
So, a Bible instance that really sticks out to me is that of the three Hebrew boys in Ghana. So after being captured by the Babylonians and ending up in the Babylonian kingdom, one of the things that you realize is that you give them everything to make them, to equip them to take on significant positions in the kingdom. Like, but this is one thing that the Hebrew boys did that I found really interesting in terms of making their life shine. They stuck to their beliefs. So from where they were from, they were not supposed to eat meat for some reason. Since they had grown up as, I guess, vegetarians or something. So they speak to the dad that was in charge of them and they say, look, let's have this agreement. Give us vegetables, give everybody meat, whatever else was given. So they gave them the choice of things that the king was also eating. To prepare them for the solution and said, give us our veggies. And trust that in the time that you expect us to have grown in the way that meat is supposed to affect our growth, whether the vegetables will have the same effect. So they were given that and every other thing that they asked for. And to the judges, the God, sorry, not the God, the God surprised, they became exceptional, right? And for me, it's one of the things that it means to let the light shine. You have to know who you are and what you believe in. The three Hebrew boys were supposed to bow down to the image that was made. They said, look, even if he does me favor, we are not going to bow down to a graven image. And that's an understanding that they have had with them. From the beginning, they let them know that, look, this is what we believe in. This is where we are from. We may have been captured, but we still serve to us a God who is living. And so we would not do what you ask us to do. And that's what you need to let your life shine. You do, everybody's going left. You know, as scripture says that you're supposed to go right. You follow the path of scripture and you outshine everyone else. And that's what it means. It means hard work. However, if you don't know that you've been called to let your light shine, how on earth would you tell the God that, you know, is in charge of you to do what should be done to get you to the point of shining so bright? The only way to know is through scripture. You remember that our scripture in Matthew 5 says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. You have to know that is who you are. So if they ask you, Iradra, who are you? I am the light of the world. The same way I am a Christian, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. I am the light of the world. Full stop. That knowledge should be enough to cause me to make decisions that, you know, support my speech of being the light. And that's something that you should have in mind. You have to know who God says you are. Else you can't manifest what He has called you into, which is shining so bright for His glory to be revealed. Edmund, do you want to add anything?
Yes. I like the way you summarized the prayer He did, guys. But one thing I like is the fact that you spoke about the way they stood out and they were different from the rest. And one thing I like is also the fact that anything that they stood for was accompanied by the power of God. Because how can you eat veggies? Vegetables. You become healthy better than those who are eating meat. So, and then how can you say you not bow to this image? And then you'll be thrown into a fire that is burning. Then,
actually, made 7 times hotter than the original burning.
Yes, and then it has power. It has power. So I like the power, the supernatural aspects that are accompanying them.
And
that also is like letting your life shine. You can't be a Christian and not exhibit power. Because your whole personality, everything about you should, there should be something supernatural about you that people can't please or understand. So, you, as a believer, you should exhibit power. That's one of the ways to let your light shine. You should exhibit power. People should see you and they see something strange, they can't really point to you and they can also say, this is the power of God, the work of God. I like the season of Pastor, the personality of a believer, the power of a believer. It talks about your personality. Your personality should have power. I think there was one instance that I saw that, even though I've read it, has finished. Where he would enter into a factory and people would see him and they'd be convicted by the Holy Spirit. I'm yet to see that happen at a time.
I
don't know. But that was.
I know.
that was power. Like that, this, you know, this is a believer, this is a Christian. That's also one way of looking like Sam. I think I went somewhere my pastor to meet one big man like that. He met him and said, like, there's this aura around you that you can't really face.
Yeah.
And then one pastor was talking, he said, are you a pastor? He said, yes. He said, do you follow this man over there? And I said, yes. So there's something about you.
Yeah.
Your personality, people call it aura, but then there's something about you. Even if you are not handsome or beautiful, there's something about you, some glory that attracts. That makes you
beyond physical looks, just beyond something you can't see anywhere.
People can't believe it. Yeah, that's power.
No, it reminds me, I mean, I know we're talking about Bible instances, but it reminds me of my job. The job I was going to call this outside the company. I remember I knew a recommendation from my boss, and then she said, since I left, they have not been able to find a business like me. And to be honest, of course, Father, forgive me, because I know that at that point I was like happy. I didn't think about glorifying God. I'm like, oh my God, I did an amazing job. But even though it wasn't in Ghana, everybody knew I was a Christian. Not because I would stand in the office and shout, I'm a Christian, no. But some things I wouldn't allow were things that they would keep reminding me. I know them. I don't want it as part of my past. But if you keep saying it around, sometimes unconsciously, when something happens, you also say it, not because you feel anything. Like the company you keep has a huge effect on how your life will shine, because it will corrupt your thinking. Like, a man thinks it, so is he. Like, it will make how you think that. And for me, I was working in HR. You know, already HR has some stigma in offices, but I wasn't the same. My squad was regular employees, and I realized that, like, HR was still with HR usually. For me, when I was tired, I would go to, like, the tech guys. Like, I'll go somewhere else in the lab, but I don't know who I can impact or who will be interested in the kind of story that I have, right? So it's extremely important that you don't forget who you are. Like the Hebrew boys, I was going to stand for what I believe in. Yeah. I'm a Christian, and I'm not interested in going to the club. I want to spend time worshiping. To be honest, how do I glorify God over there? If there was a way, I remember that in my church, one of our pastors would actually go to the club to win souls. So he would talk to the DJ. He was in the world before, so he knew all these things. So he talked to the DJ that, oh, you know, can you give me like 2 minutes after this song?
Yeah, that was a bold move.
Then he would take the microphone and start saying, so you know, like, this is why I'm here, if you want to, whatever. And there were moments where he had people who were saying over there, because sometimes some people go to these places because they're genuinely lost.
Yes, most of them are empty.
Genuinely lost. So you being there, or him being there, was because he used to go to those places. He knew that, look, I can still shine my light. That's a risky move for him, though.
Yes.
A very risky move for him. Because he didn't know if he would recover, but at that point, I'd become a pastor. So he wasn't going alone. He had a team. Like, that's another thing. So many friends coming. Like, you can't go on the journey alone. The three Hebrew boys, they were a squad.
Yes.
They had Daniel. Esther had Mordecai. Right? Maybe one person I'll say who had himself was Jesus. He had himself and his God. Because he was far away from everyone. But he realized that once his family came into the plan, he brought them. Like, you need a community of believers to go on this light shining journey. You need people who will prompt you, because there are times where, like we said, people have to see your good work and glorify your Father. Sometimes you are doing it for yourself, and you have a Christian beside you saying, you are, this thing is not unto God. It looks like it's getting into your head. You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit keeps prompting you, but you are too blinded by the world to see. So you need people around you, right? So the point really is, you can let your light shine in places that are the most, you know, unusual places to show that you are different. But if you know who you are and who you are, you will stand out. when you say standards, it doesn't mean like everybody must know your name or whatever. But in your little corner, I remember as a child, there's a song, right in the corner where you were, right? So it can be in, you know, the midst of two things. You know that as a big deal, one of my students was telling me that there are some conversations people don't come and have with her. They say this girl won't have this conversation with him because she will tell you that XYZ, right? Because that is what she believes in. She believes that wrong is wrong and right is right, right? If you feel like you are in a shade of gray, you can speak to somebody who is someone who you know will give you not just good but godly counsel to kind of help you out of that situation, right? But because to shine your light is a community affair, as much as it's an individual affair. We need each other. We can't take this all the time. Do not forsake the coming of the same professional or but you need each other in the Christian community to grow. Yeah.
So the three of you guys, one thing I also learned is that they were intentional about it. They determined not to contaminate themselves or compromise. They were intentional about what they really stood or what they really believed in. So, and you said something. I think the time the light shines brighter is in dark times, or is in situations where maybe you are surrounded by dark. I think I should explain this better when I say dark. Like in ungodly places. Dark times can also be pain in
difficult
situations. Yeah.
And that's why you mentioned dark.
Because you are light, because your light shines brighter in darkness. So I wanted to pull up here, but I think another time.
It will be a long conversation.
But I just want
to like speak off the back of that. But your light shining when days are really dark. That's why you need a community and back on it. You can't, like, that's the thing. Sometimes I speak to patients who are going through very dark times. The reason why this podcast is even happening is because we realize that patients need to hear more that someone else has been in a situation where it has been hard to stand up for themselves. And I won't lie, there have been times where it has to show that I'm a Christian. And if I'm teaching people, not because I'm doing anything wrong, just because perhaps maybe you went to a social gathering. At that point, everybody was happy. So you didn't speak against the wrong thing that was happening. So the assumption was you and everybody else are the same. They begin to involve you in those conversations and they realize that it's like this girl, she's not talking. She's not adding her mouth. Or something like, oh, I don't really agree, I don't really like her. Then why are you here? And people will genuinely ask, because if this is not your place, why are you here? So there are definitely moments where it's really tough to stand out because when everything around you seems to be drowning you, right, it kills your life. And my boss at work will always use this example. If you have one bright charcoal that has been lit by fire, and you pour several wet, dead, dark charcoals on it, what happens is that it will lose its ability to light. But the thing with charcoal is, if all the other charcoals around it have some fire, some light, sorry, or some spark, once you turn it to flame, it catches all the other dry dark ones will catch fire. But if it's just one and everything else is dark and negative, it's finished. It's the end, right? So it's important who you keep as your company and where you find yourself. Like, it's extremely important. Having Christian friends is essential to shining your light. Yeah, because this conversation of even shining light, this is a conversation I was having with a Christian. And I was like, everything this person is saying is true. And I went back to the Christian and it began to make more sense to me. So sometimes when you're in the dark place or in pain, find, I know that some Christians are still learning and still have this mouth before. But find someone you can trust who will give you good and godly counsel and be led by the Spirit. Please be led. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. He said, my sheep, hear from my sheep, know my voice, and none other will you be good. You have to know His voice and be led by Him.
Okay, so let's talk about the community that you need to keep. That's also very important. And then in difficult situations and in pain. And I think it's in pain that, you know, a lot of people can't survive pain. Like, and a lot of people can't even survive depression and other stuff and other things. But normally you go to a certain situation, everybody expects you to be down, to fold or to down or to call it back in your shell or something like that. But it's different for a Christian. I've seen people go through pain and everybody was like, yeah, he needs to be in that position for that, because I've seen somebody lose a wife and they have not been able to recover and other things. But what makes your life shine is, even what I meant is, what makes your life shine is when you are in this dark situation, you are still keep to your faith. One, I think I was talking to somebody about, I don't know why I got this story from them. One who wrote it as well.
Oh yeah.
I've never seen anybody go through pain in
like bad news.
I've never seen anybody go through pain. And all the, I read somewhere that when it was sailing on the sea, it got to a point where the captain told that this is the point your wife and your children drown. And just with it is war with my soul. And anybody that reads the story of this man goes like, what kind of faith? What kind of what was he made of? If nobody could have survived what he survived, and to give God the praise. And then anybody that reads it, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, it speaks something to you in your life, and even encourages you, influences you. That's one of the aspects of you making your life shine. That in dark situation and difficult moments, don't give up. Yes, even the story of Job.
Oh God.
Because when everybody was saying there's a going down, he was saying there's a lifting up.
I think I also read a story somewhere of when he says that, reminds me of a short story I saw. I don't know what he was talking about. And And one of the interesting things I like about him was his sermon is sometimes the anointing to laugh literally just falls on the congregation, and people laugh and just fall on the anointing. And you are staying in time with the laughing, and he said the difference between us and the world is that we have inside the congregation. And sometimes it just, because we all have inside the congregation, sometimes if God lets you know through dreams, through scriptures, sometimes He teaches you directly through other people. But it just, you know, in terms of going through really tough times, the inside information is what gives us hope that it is well, it will be well, like God will do it. Because sometimes it's like a series of unfortunate events happen and you can't wrap your head around it. While your light shining includes, you know, keeping your confession intact. Not that you are not hurt. Of course, you cry. There are moments you cry because you said, oh God, are you serious? What have I done? You know, there are moments where you are really broken, but Job didn't forget.
But his wife was even wondering, what kind of God are you holding on to?
She said, kept him and died.
Because you're naturally, that wasn't supposed to be.
Right? So your mind will be like, perhaps he's not the awesome God that
you're looking at. Because that's what makes you act different from the rest.
Just our ability to go to him. I think I had a really tough time, you know, with God and everything. And so I asked God for the information. But I thank Him for being a forgiving Father. But one of the things that kept me was one, the hope that we would see them again between them, you know, when Jesus comes back, you know, we know we have lost. But also what kept me going was God. It's like, what are you doing now? There's two things. You keep believing on yourself, right? But people who were going through similar things were able to touch on to my life when I would share about the process of, you know, grieving and getting better. And it's all part of what makes people think that what is it about this person that makes them feel the entire time so worship and so free. And still be in the realm of God is God, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's that. I think that we basically covered all the questions in this conversation, you know. So on the Bible conversation, we've also been sharing about how to make your life shine. So it's really standing out, being exceptional, right? We have to let the light shine, and we have to be intentional about letting our light shine, right? We can't leave it to chance. Oh, they'll find out. Oh, they'll know that I don't do those things. Your actions should show, and you can't say one thing and do another. It's one time, and people will not be inclined to, you know, want to hear what you're saying or know about, you know, the God that you're serving if you are doing one thing. Someone was telling me that at her school, of course, sometimes it just gives you permission to be like, hey, you need to. But, you know, I spoke to her in service. If you think what you're doing is good, you can go. But the story behind it is, she said, like, the people who speak open and call her to church and call her to church. But when she sees them on campus, she's like, are these the same people who are just forcing me? Because their life, what is the gift to me and the life that living doesn't tell me? When your life is shining, that cannot be the story. You must be the same. You can't be two different people and be what brings you the same thing. And remember that your light shining is also being pulled by the Holy Spirit. There are things that God will lead you to do that you do not even want to do. But you have to do them, because he says to obey is better than sacrifice. That's what you have to do. Sometimes you want to, sometimes you really want to wear a certain dress out. Like if they want to wear some dress, going out with my friends. And you know, and I just knew that nope, sis, take it off. Right? It doesn't really glorify God in a way that will make others want to know who you mean. Like who is God. So it's also beyond pain that comes from sorrow and pain. There's also a part of pruning that makes you, I mean, everybody's doing it, it just seems normal, but only you, God says, don't do it. Like God says, oh, stay on social media. He says, but I need to take you to, you know, teaching you things. Or go and fast. Fasting is not a joke. It's some sort of pain as well. But He wants your light to shine, and He needs to take you through the furnace. He needs to prune you so that you come out and all the impurities are, you know, cut off. So, how to make your light shine is to trust God, to hear His voice, to study the Word, to spend time in the Word, and to know who you are, like we said from the beginning. Eddie, any final words?
How to make your light shine? It's physically living a victorious life. There's nothing like failure in your life. So when you fail, when you fall down, you rise. You don't keep, as the righteous man will fall down 7 times. You don't have to stay down. So there's nothing like failure in your life. That's one aspect. And then, and you spoke, okay, and then how to make your light shine. The Bible says you are the light of the world. So one of the ways to make your light shine and shine better is being close to the source, whether it's God. Okay. There was an instance in the Bible where Moses went to spend time with God. And then he came back and his people could not see, could not really look at his face, but his face was shining. So literally, like, he went to the right, which is called the source. He came back and his face was bright and nobody. So literally, it says that it tells us to be closer to the source, or to get close to the source. So I think my pastor was preaching today about about your works, that your works should be tested by fire, and there's a reward for your works to go through fire. If yours is grass or to burn, if yours is gold, it will be refined. Okay, so I had to share stuff this morning, and I told the church that there's a book that I read with Joanna, the final quest, where he spoke about the glory of God. Then okay? What makes heaven so is the test for God's glory. And then there are levels. People are very close to the light, and there are people that are very far. And those that are far are journeying to get close to the light. So as a Christian, as a believer, if you want your light to shine, get close to the light. Moses spent time with God and he came back, and then he sees us shining. That means that anytime you spend time with God, even with spouses or even with friends and couples, those who are close, who are connected, you realize that they are doing the same thing the other person does. Unconsciously, you realize that the wife is talking like the husband is talking like the wife. That it's, once you stay close to something, it naturally rubs off on you. But once you are connected to God, which is the light, you actually start acting literally like God, because you speak and then it happens. Yes, so stay close to yourself to the source. It's naturally rubs off on you. You start acting like God. No, you're actually a God, but people will see that God nature in you. Because you speak and it happens. And like, whoa. I remember there was an instance in the Bible where the prophet just took it at the end of the time. I'll go there with
information overload in your
brain. Can you talk about it? But stay close to God. It's you won't struggle with living a supernatural life. Once you stay close to God, God is a supernatural God. Once you stay close to the source, which is God, you won't struggle to live a supernatural life. Your life will be a wonder. People will wonder what kind of person you are. People will really start doing that. Are you actually I was going to say a superman. Yeah.
Are you of this world?
Are you of this world? Because you see things that happen, and then
we are of the kingdom of
heaven. So let's stay close to the source, and then our light will shine brighter and brighter.
Thank you so much. I mean, I actually jotted or noted that down. Stay close. That's where our strength is. That's where everything is from, our ability to shine. As he is, so are we in this world. Jesus shines, or Jesus shows. I'm not sure what you do. But his life was so bright. 2,000 plus years down the line, people still marvel at who he is. And, you know, just marvel at creation. One of the things that to be honest, every time, I'm not such a fan of playing, right? So you find me taking longer routes to get to other countries, like trains or something. But every time I'm in the plane, and I look at the clouds, I just can't, like, God, this guy is great. Hey, like, God is fantastic. Or when a woman delivers. Like the process of childbirth, the child growing, or when I go hiking, you see a mountain that far away. There's no way this could have happened in the blood. If you are listening to me and you think the world was made with one explosion, the details of life and of human beings can only have been made by somebody who genuinely thinks about us, like the details of our lives, like the hair on our head. Eyebrows, like, why do you think of that? Eyelashes, like, who imagines that, right? But stay connected to the source. I don't know what else to say. Like, for your life to shine, you need Him, you need Jesus.
Yeah, one last thing before we let us. We are all going through so many things, so like issues of life, struggles of life, and people are going through difficult and tough moments. If you don't have Christ as your foundation, as your anchor, you will sink. You will die very young. Your destiny or your mission will be aborted so quickly. But Bible says that the strength of a lion will fail. So even a lion's strength, I saw a video where a lion was pulling a giraffe, and the giraffe was dead, and the lion was able to pull a giraffe. How strong a lion is. Because the strength of a lion is good. So if you are depending on your own strength, your own understanding, your limits and your understanding, you will fail. You need God. So if you don't know Jesus, you need God. You don't get to know him. He'll be your anchor in tough moments. So that's
yeah, so when a man says you die, it doesn't mean physical death. He means that, you know, spiritually, like you said, it's like you are passing your destiny short, right? And the plan God had for you will be difficult to make manifest without a relationship with him, right? It's like when you have any gadget, you go for information from the one who made it. So if you are out of sync with the one who made it, it means that you will be unable to explore your full potential, full stop. Because the manual is the word, and Jesus is the word. So with zero relationship with him, you can't test how fully functional you can be, right, as a creation of the Creator. So with that said, I would like to share with anybody who does not know who Jesus is. To be able to let a light shine, you must be committed to the source, like Edmund said, and the source is God. So you can say this short prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for today. I thank you for what I've heard. I thank you for this passion that has convicted me. I pray that you come and live in my heart. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe he died and rose up again in his third day. I believe. And I confess with my mouth today that he is my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this prayer, please join a Bible believing church close to you, or you can send me an email. I could send you some resources. So yes, you can send an email and I could share with you some Christian content to guide you to know him more, to experience him for yourself, and to understand why we are passionate about sharing about who this Jesus is. He is amazing, right? And God bless you so much. Can't wait to share with you new content in the next episode. Have an amazing week and amazing day. Bye bye.